What it do? Welcome to another episode of Chewing the Fats. This is episode, why I keep doing this to myself? I never remember. What episode is this, guys?
652.
Boy, I've been asleep for a long time. episode 6, I believe. This is called Men versus Women. But before we go to that, let's say what's up to the fellas. King Kelso, Cypher Britt, how y'all doing?
Good, good. Great, glad to be back again. Another week, another podcast.
Yep.
Very good.
Anything exciting going on in your lives or anything happening?
No. Nah, it's the same old.
You think what?
I think I may go back to work.
Police?
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you that bored?
Yeah.
Oh man, come on. We got
wow.
Nothing to do. Okay. Well.
Yeah, but I found an easy one though.
Oh, different police.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a, you know what? Do you remember Lone Star College?
No.
The little small college, junior college here in Houston.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they have a little police force. And man, it's really. I mean, they're all police, but it's closer to security guards than anything.
Okay. Like private police, or is this like a public force?
It's a public force. See, here, man, all the little cities and colleges and school districts, they get their own police departments.
Hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
It's like a police retirement gig.
Do they still have constables there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shit
comes
constable.
What is constable, man?
Person that originally it turned out for civil process service,
mm-hmm.
Evictions. Somebody has a mental issue and you want to have them committed.
So a henchman, basically. A henchman.
Pretty much.
The muscle.
Yeah, that's what it used to be. But now, you know, shit is crazy, man. So, I mean, crime is so bad, everybody kind of bleeds over to each other. You know, everybody can do everything now.
Yeah. All right, Joe, we got a pretty good show today, man. We'll be discussing men versus women. But before we get to that, we now have sponsors, new sponsor every week. And Safa going to hit us up with the first sponsor that we have for this week. So you,
Safa. All right, man. So today's podcast is sponsored by Bolette. Men, do you like your woman clean shaved and silky smooth? Well, Bolette has just the answer for you. The new Bolette 9 blade shaver is guaranteed to give your woman the closest shave. Ever had stubble legs sandpaper you in the morning or an unexpected sprouts gushing from her armpits? Well, Bolette's new 9-blade shaver is the right choice for a clean, fresh, silky, smooth skin. Bolette, the best a woman can get.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
I got to give a hand clap on that one. That was good. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect all that, man. You caught me off guard with all that.
Yeah, that motherfucker was practicing.
That was a treat. That was a treat. That was nice.
Yeah, both of you better get some of the Bolettes, my
friend. Yeah, Bolettes are real, yo. Get yourself.
There we
man.
Go. All
right, y'all. Let's go and get to this, man. But give this men versus women. And just so y'all know, we're challenging women to call in or either ask to be on the show. We could do a women versus men if you want to. So if you want to, DM us, call us up on Anchor, let us know you want to be part of the show. And ladies, we'll get you on the show with us, all right?
Yeah, I want that smoke.
They scared.
Don't come over here with that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to prep for that, I think. make sure our whiskeys are poured, right?
All right, go ahead, Kelso, get into it.
All right, so here's my thing, man. I, what does gender equality really mean? All right, the definition of it. You know, it's gender equality, also known as sexual equality or equality of the sexes. It's a state of equal ease of access to resources and opportunities regardless of gender, including economic participation, decision-making, and the state of valuing different behaviors, aspirations, needs equally regardless of gender. But we all know that's not how it goes. So I need to know, what does gender equality mean to the masses?
That's a good question, man.
You know, what is
I agree, though. It is quite a complex thing. It's something that, you know, that can probably be quite easily explained, that is made deliberately complex so that it becomes such a big issue, I think, personally.
I think it just means that, man, if both genders are doing the same job, then they should get paid the same. You know, if they've been the same time, same skill set. And just because that person may be a man doesn't mean he should get paid more.
That's
what I think it means.
So I have an opinion on this piece from what you've just explained, right? Mm-hmm. So a man and a woman do exactly the same job. Yeah. Let's say just for argument's sake, it's an accountancy job. All right. Let's pick something that we can all kind of like wrap our heads around.
Okay.
Let's say it's an accountancy role. It's for the exact same position. A woman comes in, and as you know, there's a few rounds of interviews before you get hired, right? So let's say there's a 3-round interview, and let's say on the last round interview is usually when HR talks about money, right? Your package. So let's say, for example, that a woman comes in and she negotiates, I don't know, I'm going to pick a figure just for the figure's sake, okay? Let's say she negotiates $50,000 a year, and maybe, you know, there's a few little perks in there. Maybe there's some health care. And, you know, maybe there's some sort of pension, you know, so let's say, but her take home pay, let's say, is 50,000, right, before tax. Now, let's say a man comes in and he has exactly the same, you know, he's applying for exactly the same position, and he negotiates a $40,000 base package with the same perks, right? So he also gets health care and he gets pension and so on and so forth. And for whatever reason, an equality review is done, and they see that the man is now earning less than the woman. Is that fair? I think is the question. And I've reversed it this way because I want to take a different stance on it. And here's where I think it. This is why I think it is fair. Okay, the reason why I think it's fair is because when you go in and you have an interview and you negotiate finances, right? That is down to you at the end of the day. If you negotiate yourself, whether you're a man or a woman, if you negotiate yourself a better deal because, you know, you've presented a case in the interview that makes you think you're worth it, why should that count against you because of your gender? You know, I think we live in an age now where the gender roles and whatnot, you know, ever since women have, you know, gone into the workplace, I think, well, men and women have had to share those responsibilities. You know, the old 1950s way of thinking where the woman stays at home and the man goes out and work, that's no longer the case anymore. Both parents work nowadays. Fair enough. Women, you know, tend to go for certain jobs and men tend to go for certain jobs. Fair enough. But you do get them crossing over because, you know, for example, you don't find many men in the nursing industry, right? You find lots of women in the nursing industry. You don't find many men in the HR industry. You find lots of women in the HR industry. You don't find many women in the IT industry, but you find a lot of men in the IT industry. And you know why? Because that's their choice. Whether it's you want to call it gender-based or not, the fact remains that was their choice. They chose to do what they wanted to do, and they just happened to gravitate more to some fields than others. But that's why I think when we talk about equality within the workplace, if a man or a woman is able to negotiate their package. It happens to be above or below their counterparts. Why should we have a leveling system that is then based upon their gender? So, for example, if we take my example I've just given, if HR would come and do an equality leveling system where they go, well, you know what? The man is earning 10,000 less than the woman. Therefore, we need to increase his salary by 10,000 a year. How fair is that?
I think if they do the investigation, though, and really do the investigation, they'll find out that it's not the case. It was just about skill. And again, it goes back to what I said earlier. It depends on if they have the same skill. That's what you would do with that. But if they have different skill, and the skill was a negotiator.
Yeah, yeah, but I think skill. Penalty. Yeah, I think skill is one thing, right? Mm-hmm. But don't forget, you're selling yourself. You trying to prove to them why they should hire you.
And that's still a skill, man. You gotta have skill to sell yourself.
Yeah, but you okay, so let's say you've got accounting skills to actually get the job, first of all, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Then perhaps you've got perhaps extra skills, like maybe you're a good talker, maybe you've got the gift of the gab, or you know, maybe you're a good communicator and you're able to negotiate. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've got some negotiation skills and you can negotiate yourself a higher salary.
Right.
Why should you have to, I would say, maybe not suffer? Okay, well, let's take it the other way. What if HR decided to give the person who negotiated the higher salary a pay cut in order to be in line, let's say, with people who perhaps most of the workforce in the accounting department, let's say, is on 45,000, and perhaps they drop her salary down to 45 just to bring her in line with equality? And only based on the fact that the only reason why they're doing that is not based on her technical ability or the fact that she's got skills or she's got negotiation skills, but purely based on the fact that she's a woman.
Well, that would be bad. That would be the bad part of it. Yeah.
Then yeah, that would, is the bad. Right. Yeah, exactly. But so what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, everyone who is vying for that job or whatever, whether it be male or female, I'm sure there's going to be a discrepancy in pay. Not every accountant that works for that firm, be it man or woman, is going to get, let's say, 45,000. I can tell you that right now.
Well, you know
there will be somebody. There will be somebody earning that slight bit more, slight bit less. But there's other variables as well that we have to think about. Leave. You know, how many sick days they take. This and that. You know, now we start to get into the weeds. Of this whole discussion, because yes, I understand that, you know, women are entitled to take, you know, longer leave if they fall pregnant, you know, if they're having a baby, sorry, you know, maybe their leave structures are structured slightly differently, and I get that, and that does come into the equation, but I'm just talking about, you know, on, you know, just simple terms about how these things should work, and I just believe that whether you're a man or a woman, if you negotiate yourself a better deal, you should be entitled to that. And if perhaps, you know, you weren't as well equipped to negotiate yourself a better deal and you end up getting a worse deal, but you think it's great, but unbeknownst to you, everyone above you or everyone around you is getting an extra 5,000 a year, you know, that's why we're told not to talk about salaries at work. That's why we're not meant to talk about them.
You're thinking this though, personally. I think you should always just keep to that same level. Everybody the same level, same. That's when the problem starts. What you're saying is that nothing to do with that. Again, it has to do with negotiation. That person could to be a better negotiator. That's different. That means they're not on the same level. If she negotiated a higher amount, she's not on the same level with him. We're not talking about that situation. We're talking about being on the same level, same everything. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but in the real world, it doesn't work that way. This is what I'm trying to say. In the real world, it doesn't work that way. Sure. I mean, every job you go into is not... Let's say they're advertising a job for $45,000. They want five accountants, right? The job's $45,000. You're not guaranteed to get the $45,000 because usually how it works is they have a rate between, let's say, $40,000 and $50,000. Right, like that's their ballpark figure, and that's what they're meant to operate in. Right, even though they've advertised it for that amount, if you negotiate, you can probably negotiate for a few thousand more, and they'll probably, you know, if they think you're worth it, they'll probably pay for it. Right, but if a person comes in and they probably think that, you know, Either he's, you know, they just need someone. There's no one else, you know, and he's happy to get 40,000 or he's happy to get the 45,000. They'll just give him the 45,000. But if somebody comes in and they think is really good for them and it's a really good candidate and they really want to make sure that they can secure the candidate, they might give them 48,000. They might give that person 50,000, which will be the top end of their wiggle room, right? But I'm saying each position usually has wiggle room. You know, they don't just say, here's an accounting job. It's 45,000. That's it. Anyone who walks in there is not going to want to walk in there until you get the 45,000 because that is their minimum. They think, well, that's the minimum I'm going to get because the real world works. It doesn't work that way. Not everyone comes in, does exactly the same thing and then gets paid exactly the same. You know, it depends on the job, I suppose. Like if you're working in a warehouse and it's $9 an hour, you're going to get $9 an hour. I think that's pretty straightforward. But when you get into the more corporate way of things, you know, in the big businesses, it works slightly differently.
I don't think that's what they're talking about, though. I know what you're saying. That does exist, but that's what they're talking about, though. That's always
what do you think they're talking about?
That can always be disputed right there. You can always say, this guy's highly more trained. I'm going to give him 48,000 and give you 30 worth of them. You can always dispute that. But if you're in the same, going for the, it is a guaranteed 50 grand there. Two people go for this job, same skill, same training thing, whatever, same everything, but they give it to the man, then that's where the problem comes in at. Because then you don't have a reason. Why did you give it to the man? You got same skill, whatever. Now that's where the question comes up. Why did you give it to the man, not the woman? But the way you're saying is that it's always going to be something else. It's going to say, well, we gave it to the guy because he's just better trained. We gave him more money, so you got to get less. It's always going to be a reason why that happened. But now if they're the same, now what's the reason? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think we need to probably look at those in more detail because I don't think we have enough information. But what I'm saying, all I'm trying to say is I'm trying to give you a real-world example of how it works. That's how I've seen it work anyway. You know, I've never seen an instance where it's been a person coming in for a certain amount of money and that, you know, and that they give it to the man and not the woman because of the fact that, you know, what is the fact? I mean, I think everyone's presumption is because he's a man, you know, and I don't think that that's always the case.
Well, that's how it started, man.
Yeah, but that's a perception problem. You see, unless you see, the thing is that if you want to make a big deal about something, you need facts to back it up. You can get statistics. Now, statistics, and you get the truth. Okay.
If you got a company like a law firm that has 10 men, 2 women working there, that's how it happened. That kind of situation happens a lot right there. And that's where the problem started on jobs like that.
Right.
And that's where it started from.
Right. Right, but then we would need to look at other statistics, like, you know, what's the likelihood of a woman getting into law than men? You might find that it's 60%.
That doesn't matter. You know what I mean? That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Why doesn't that matter?
If you have 100 men that go into law, you only 2 women. It's the same thing going to happen. It doesn't matter how many women, and it's a woman in there.
Let's reverse it. Okay, let's take a male-dominated area like IT, for example, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen rooms packed full of men and a peppering of women, mm-hmm. like literally a peppering, like maybe like less than 10% right. of women, right? Mm-hmm. So in that case, so you can look at the reverse and say, well, we'll look at the nursing industry. It's packed full of women and a peppering of men, usually who are nurses. Not many men nurses out there. Maybe there's more and more and more that are happening more and more recently, but the main preference, the main suitability is suited more towards women, and it has always been.
But it's not because they're hiring women only, it's because men are too punks to be nurses. That's it.
Well, no. What's not that? It's that.
There's never been a positive stereotype of woman, a man nurse, for years ago, and just now recently they started seeing more and more and more. Not because they weren't hiring men, because men wouldn't go for that position.
That's my point.
No, it's not. That's different.
How is that different?
They're not hiring men because he's a man. They're not hiring men because they're not applying for the job. That's different.
Well, that's exactly like my auntie example. It's packed full of men and a peppering of women because not many women want to go that way.
No, if you don't even apply in there, you can't be in this scenario. That's different. These women already work there. These women work for IT already. They applied for the job. They got the job now. These guys don't even apply for the job. So how do they get hired? They didn't apply. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa. Hang on. So how could they get a job that they didn't apply for?
No, you said why there's so little men nurses. Because you use that example as if the people are not hiring men nurses.
No, that's not what I meant. I was trying to reverse it. So what I was saying to you is like in IT, for example, it's a male dominated area, right? Mm-hmm. Because not many women are applying for those roles.
Okay.
Now, then I say to you, right, let's flip it now. Mm-hmm. Look at a female dominated role, like nursing, for example, mm-hmm. which is packed full of women and has literally peppering of men. Although, you know, I would imagine it seems to me like there's more and more men joining. You know, because I'm hearing more and more about male nurses. So, it's more likely to think that perhaps, 10 years ago, there's probably more male nurses now than there were 10 years ago. You know, I think we could probably agree on that. But what I'm saying is it's not because they weren't allowed to become nurses. I think it's because they're just not enough of them were applying for those jobs.
That's what I said.
Okay. I think we're all saying the same thing here.
I think so too.
Yeah. No, but you're missing now if you would have said that these male nurses and this female dominant nurse, whatever, if the male nurse was going for a high position, same as a high nurse, for the same job, same skill, and they give it to the woman only, and they show the history of all women keep advancing and no men advancing, that's where the issue comes in at.
Okay, but I think it's okay. I take your point. Now, the only thing I would say to that is, it's very difficult to make a generalization like that without looking at perhaps more detail. No.
You missed the point again. It all started from looking at a history. Okay, for the past 5 years, this company has only promoted men. They have five women here with the same skill, being just as long, do the same job, but for some reason, the past few promotions has only been men. That's a problem. That's what they can look at and see. Why is that? She got the same skill, same hours, same everything, but yet you keep promoting men? That's a problem.
Right, okay. I'm with you now.
All right, next. Men versus women. Who got next? You, Safa. You next.
Oh, easy. I thought I just spoke for the last half an hour.
Keep going, brother. You're on the road. Oh,
man. Now I got to think of something.
You just said it, didn't you? You told us earlier. You had something.
About sleeping on the couch?
No. No.
Yeah, what was it? I've forgotten.
No, King Kessler was the gender equality, and yours was something else. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, man.
I wrote my stuff down.
Oh, you see, I should have done that.
You just said it, though. It was similar to what Kessler was talking about, almost, but not quite.
Yeah, I think maybe Kessler may have started my idea.
I want to get to yours, B.
All right, let's go in good to you then. All right, so men versus women, let's go. All right, why do men have to sleep on the damn couch? Kessler was something. Let's go ahead, Kessler.
Yeah, so look. All right. We both logged in. We both live in the same house, sleep in the same bed. Unless I'm the one that's like wrong in the argument, I don't see why it's automatic that I have to go sleep on the couch. If everything's equal, if you're the one screwing up or you're wrong in the argument, you should go sleep on the couch. Couch break, my back hurts. I don't appreciate that.
And who made that up? What does that do? I never go. My shoulder would tell me. I just don't go. I'm not going. I'm sitting right in the bed.
Yo. Yeah. You better crawl your ass to the end of the bed.
You can put a pillow between us, but I ain't going to the couch.
I ain't going on no couch, man. No, hell no.
I was always curious, where did that start? Like, who came up with that idea? What's the purpose of it? I don't get it.
I think it comes down to those days of chivalry, right? Mm. And I think it was just, it was always perhaps polite to just be the one to go and do that. You know, let her have the comfort. Or maybe it's just the case that on average, men were always the one in the dog box, right? Yeah. So if you were the one at fault, you know, generally you were the one to go and lie on the couch, and it always turned out to be men. Let's be honest.
Yeah. All right. Why happy wife, happy life? Why can't it be happy man, happy lifespan, or some shit like that?
Because that doesn't rhyme, okay?
It did now. Happy life, happy man, happy lifespan.
maybe you can start like a movement. That could be your slogan.
It's a what?
We're gonna do one of those petitions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because petitions clearly work, don't they?
They do.
It's like the same as marches. They're just as efficient.
We're going to march and sign. March and
yeah, we're going to march. We're going to write a petition.
I'm marching to your house and you're going
to sign. And then everybody just laughs at you.
Happy man, happy lifespan. Yeah. It's just so long. It doesn't rhyme right.
It's too long.
But why is that, though? I mean, why are we so scared of them?
Because it's true, I think. You know, if your wife,
I guess she's the one that's cooking your food too.
If your wife is happy, right? I think we could all agree on this. If she is happy, are you not happy?
Yeah.
Well, actually, let me rephrase that. If your wife is happy, is your life less miserable? Yes, I think is the answer. So yes, it works.
Let's go back to the quality thing. We're both evilly mad. Yeah.
There's
why,
no such thing as evilly mad.
Why is she a woman? What's going on with that?
No. Women are more capable of the crazy than men will ever be. Right.
Speaking of crazy, why is it when a woman give you a look, you do what she wants you to do, but once you turn around and give her the look back, he still gives you the look again, and you're still doing what she wants you to do.
Yeah, that's
a bull.
They get all the perks, man.
Man. Why is that?
Yeah.
That's
well,
why she's about to participate in that stuff.
Must be a privileged thing.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a privileged thing. See, they have a wife privilege. There we go. It sounds so similar to something else, but yeah, wife privilege. Yeah, make sure she her card is up to date, right? Otherwise, she's sleeping on the couch. Yeah, I guess it's like just like anything in tradition. It's because it's always done that way. I guess we always keep doing it until change happens, right? Until there is some kind of revolution or change that, you know, or perhaps it's no longer fit for purpose. You know, what if they make really comfy couches that you'd rather be on the couch than in the bed? You know, I bet should have to banish you to the bedroom.
You're not going on that couch tonight. Bring your ass back in this bed.
It's too comfortable.
Mm. And be comfortable. Miserable for me.
Yeah. So screw writing petitions and marching. I think we should just invent more comfy bed, more comfy couches. You know?
Which is expensive.
I need to know. Well, what's the issue? I mean, I think it's more prevalent now than it was before. Like women taking exception when men open a door for them. Hey. You know, let them enter.
Hey, man. Mm. Women are killing it right now. They just start opening the door for us now.
Well, I mean, it's not all women. I mean, I do this for women on a regular basis, and I must admit, though. The rate of weird looks and kind of, you know, where you regret doing what you've done is probably at about 5%, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't say there's many women out there who wouldn't appreciate a man, you know, opening a door for them.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, by doing that, as long as, you know, as the man, as long as you're not expecting a thank you, I mean, I don't expect a thank you. I think what really ticks men off is that they do that kind of thing. Expecting some sort of gratitude in return. And a woman's not obligated. I mean, she didn't ask you to do it. If she had asked you to do it, different story. But the fact you've done it off your own back, you should never expect a thank you. But if you get a thank you, well, that just makes your day, doesn't it?
Well, see, that's not fair either, because here's the deal. You didn't ask me to open the door. I do that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've always was under the impression that when you open a door, the other proper thing to do is to say thank you. You know what I mean? Like those went hand in hand. You open the door for a woman, and then you say thank you. You know?
I agree. But not everyone's had that upbringing. I think we have to acknowledge that. You know, not everyone today had that same level of tradition and perhaps...
Oh, I agree with that.
Hold up. You say open the door, and the door opener said thank you?
No.
Oh, I'm going to say what the...
Hell no.
Stay with us.
We gotta
stay
with us. We got to do all that now?
I'm over the door and say thank you.
Shit.
Thank you, Kelly. You're welcome, Kelly.
Shit. What if it's an automated door? Do you still say thank you?
You should. Yeah. I put my foot there first.
If I step to the side and you go in before me. Because I'm going to tell you, matter of fact, when I was coming back from dropping my daughter off at college yesterday, I was going to the corner store, and a guy held the door open.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he was going in, and he saw I had stuff in my hand, so he held the door.
Yep, I've had that.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, man, thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Nah, he took y'all out. That's what it is. Like,
no.
You should have went to the door and said, hey.
No, I ain't going to do all that.
Oh, okay.
Cool. All right. Because I thought I appreciate it.
Drop a banana, you know what I mean? On purpose.
Yeah,
they probably checking my ass out. Not cool. I appreciate that too.
See, if that's what it takes for someone to open the door when, like, let's say my hands are full or I can't get to it, and some guy decides to open the door and he checks my ass out, I say check it out all you like. The fact is, you've done me a favor, and if I can do you a small favor in return, then why not?
Exactly.
Oh, whoa! Yeah. I don't know about that. It might come with a serious that's a lot of. It's a lot of pressure.
I'm a closet whore. I'm just coming out about it now.
Okay. All right. Well, if you put it that way.
Well, we'll put it this way. It hasn't cost me anything, you know. And if you can, you know, give him a ray of sunshine in his life for him giving you a little bit of ray, why not? You know. Yeah, no harm, no foul. Yeah,
you want a ray of sunshine, all right?
He'll give a ray. Ray of these nuts. Well, yeah, I mean, I genuinely appreciate it.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's how I feel like it should be. You know, we open it for anybody, man.
Yeah,
women,
yeah.
Old folks, kids.
No doubt. Huh. All right, well, that's it for Men versus Women. Hello.
Sorry, we were experiencing technical difficulties. We'll be right back with you. The break.
Now, so we done, Dan?
Hey, you got anything to say? Go ahead.
No, thank man. God we're editing this. That's all I'm going to say.
Maybe. No, I was kidding.
Nah, don't edit it. No.
What?
No,
this is definitely an editing moment here.
Nah, they need to get the real. Raw.
Oh.
All right.
Raw and not cut.
You want the sushi version, right? Okay, I get it.
Sushi version. All right, since we're done, man, I guess I could thank them for listening to the Chewing the Fat podcast. Chewing the Fart podcast. All right, thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat podcast. If you made it this far, man, we'll take it that you enjoyed the show. In return, we would love for you to leave us some feedback wherever you listen to your podcast. Go find us and subscribe and make us your favorite. Till the next episode, be safe, forgive quickly, love hard, and live happy. Peace.
Peace.
Come again. Bring a friend. Peace. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Turn back. The light on sky. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Turn back. The light on sky.